USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Governors across the United States are easing COVID restrictions, drawing condemnation from the Biden administration.
We will be pulling back on these mitigation methods. It's not going to be this way indefinitely, for sure. We want to get those levels of virus very, very low, and then we will have much, much easier time to safely pull back and get the economy and all the other things that we want to be normal.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS's Face the Nation. Utah, Texas, Mississippi, Iowa, Montana, Alabama, and North Dakota have ended statewide face covering mandates or will soon. Arizona, Connecticut, and West Virginia are rescinding rules including capacity limits, but mask requirements will remain in place. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says again he will not resign after two more women have come forward accusing him of inappropriate relations. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former President Trump's lawyers are telling GOP groups to knock it off.
Attorneys for former President Trump have sent cease and desist letters to the Republican National Committee, the National Republican Congressional Committee, and the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which raise money and shape messaging for the midterm elections and beyond. All three committees have referenced Trump in recent emails asking for donations to increase their coffers as they work to win back control of Congress in midterm elections. On Friday, the RNC sent two fundraising emails asking those who consider themselves President Trump's most loyal supporters to virtually sign the official Trump thank you card. Politico also noted that Trump has been angry that those groups have used his name to support Republicans who voted to impeach him earlier this year. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Tonight is the first ever NBA All-Star Game without fans at 8 p.m. Eastern. Team LeBron faces Team Durant at State Farm Arena in Atlanta. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tells ABC's This Week that the U.S. is still developing intelligence on this week's deadly rocket attack at an airbase in Iraq.
Expect us to do what's necessary to defend ourselves. We'll strike if that's what we think we need to do at a time and place of our own choosing.
The Al-Hasad airbase, which hosts American coalition and Iraqi forces, was targeted by at least 10 rockets. Pope Francis continued his historic tour of Iraq, holding mass and visiting the city of Mosul on Sunday. The 84-year-old pontiff saw the ruins of houses and churches in a square. Much of the city was destroyed in the bloody battle by Iraqi forces and an international military coalition to drive out the Islamic State in 2017. Iraq's Christian community, one of the oldest in the world, has been particularly devastated by conflict over the years. Churches in Florida, already struggling financially in the pandemic, have been hit with another blow. Here's Mike Fortier in the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Some thieves appear to be targeting several churches in central Florida. Surveillance videos show people stealing cash donations from church mailboxes. One pastor says thieves took hundreds of dollars. Another church in Apopka victimized three times. The pastor tells Orlando's Fox 35 he understands people are facing tough times, but so are churches.
But a lot of churches are struggling because tithe and offering and that sort of thing is way down because people are not in church.
Another pastor says he believes in forgiveness, but he also wants justice.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.